August 25th marks 100 years since the birth of composer, conductor, and great communicator of music, Leonard Bernstein. So, WKAR checked in with Leonard Slatkin, recently retired music director of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and asked what the most important works of his friend Leonard Bernstein were. His answers went much deeper than West Side Story or Candide.
If you want to get to know Leonard Bernstein, there are five works that you should listen to, because even though they are different, essentially they are Bernstein's autobiography in music. There are the three symphonies, the first of which is Jeremiah, dedicated to his father, showing his religious heritage. The second symphony, The Age of Anxiety, which is all about alienation and how people are different, and he certainly felt himself being different, spending a lot of time trying to fit in, or at least have people follow him. The third is Kaddish, which is the Jewish prayer for the dead that's recited, but it's more about Bernstein's continual struggle with his own identity, coming to grips with his homosexuality and all these things that caused him grief and trouble. After that comes the Mass, which is once again a piece about the questioning of God and his faith. How do we believe in a God when so much cruelty and horrible things are occurring in the world? The Mass is Bernstein's kind of reaching out to the eclectic nature of the 60s. It was for the opening of Kennedy Center. Jackie Onassis was there, and it created quite a stir because it had a rock band in it and this quadraphonic sound stuff going on. I mean, it was really 60s. Really 60s.
I will sing the Lord a new song, to praise him, to bless him, to bless the Lord. I will sing his praises while I live all of my days.
And lastly, there's Songfest, which is dedicated to his mother. It takes poetry by 13 different writers, and each of these poets that he selected and their poems reflect some aspect of Bernstein's own life, including his embracing of social causes. So those five pieces give you a very good idea about who Leonard Bernstein was. Because now we're close to two generations who really never knew him, only know the name, maybe saw him on a videotape. So that would be my advice for people.
Maestro Leonard Slatkin telling us his five picks of music to get to know Leonard Bernstein, whose 100th birthday would have been August 25th.